Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined with my co-host, Keith Glasser. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I threw you off again.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Episode, we are going to dive into a little topic. This is coming off the back end of some tweets and some conversations that we've had, and I think we need just to address it. To make sure that people aren't out there panicking. Pure 2025 or 2026. First of all, if you're 2026, you can't talk to coaches anyways. But if you're 2025 and you're not actively in conversation with college coaches right now, it's okay. Don't panic. There's plenty of time left in the recruiting cycle. Most coaches aren't super active during the season. And just want to make sure that the families out there and the players that are listening to this, that everybody's timeline is different. Just because somebody's not calling you doesn't mean that college baseball isn't in your future. Don't panic. Stick to your plan. Go out and play well. That would be my initial statement on this topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a small segment of the population that coaches can talk to right now. The other part of that is, even if you're a 25, like, there might be a handful. There's probably a large contingent of the 25 population that isn't being spoken to by a lot of guys that are going to get recruited over the course of the summer because they've popped and they're going to be seen by a lot of Division II and Division III guys, and hell, even some Division I guys. Like, I don't know, but I can tell you right now, there's a lot of guys who haven't been spoken to by a lot of people that are going to end up getting recruited this summer and sign and commit to places by the fall. And same thing with 26s, 27s, you can't even talk to anybody right now until August. Like, if 26, you can't talk to anyone until August, and 27s, you're done until next August. So, you know, I think that it is wildly misleading when people are posting like, oh, if no one's talking to you, you should reach out and seek some help. Like, wildly misleading, because there's only certain people that can act, only certain coaches can talk to certain kids. Like, but there's no reason to kind of hit the panic button on any of this stuff. A lot of it will work itself out. You know, the best thing that you can do is educate yourself on the rules and create a plan for yourself that's going to make sure that it's going to maximize what it is and you can do from a recruiting standpoint so that you can get seen by the coaches it is that you want to get seen by. That said, you want to make sure that you are being, realistic about it as well, right? Like, if you're, talk to some people and ask them where you think you might fit in. If you're not an ACC kid, like, don't go to an ACC camp. You're just going to get a t-shirt and pay a lot of money for it. Like, go on Fanatics. I know they're getting jammed up a little bit on the MLB uniforms, but like, you can get an ACC t-shirt for $20 if you want it that bad. But, you have a little bit more of an idea of what's going to suit you and what event might behoove you to be able to attend. But there's no reason to hammer the panic button at all right now, because, again, we've talked about this since the rule change. Like, there's only a certain amount of people who can actually talk to coaches right now. On the flip side, there's a lot of guys in that class that haven't really been talked to a lot, if at all, that are going to get recruited this summer because they're going to pop and get seen, and guys are going to be interested and want to recruit them.
Yeah. I mean, most of the opportunity for the 2025 class, if you're not coming in as a highlighted guy, most of your opportunity is going to happen in this summer. And getting schedules out, making sure coaches know what you're doing, posting some stuff to Twitter, like, staying dedicated to doing the little things that are going to get you on coaches' radar. That helps. The biggest thing you can do is go out and play well and showcase that you're a recruitable player and that you're a player that guys should be recruiting. But, to your point, the Division II and Division III timelines are mostly June, July, August, all the way through November, December. I mean, there's guys who are committing to programs now through the application process, right? So it's certainly not panic time by any stretch of the imagination. Stay the course, help your high school team win, be a good player, make sure you're doing the things that you can do to help yourself be visible is probably the best piece of advice I would give. And when the time is right and coaches are really interested, they'll reach out, especially if you're being proactive or if you've got somebody in your corner that's trying to open some doors for you. They'll be able to communicate that information to you and keep you on track and make sure that you got your head in the right space and you're not worried about stuff like how many coaches are calling you. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, this might sound a little cliche, but it only takes one. Like, you're only picking one school. You know, you don't need to be getting 30 phone calls a week. You know, if you're getting a couple phone calls a week and you got two or three schools that are really interested in you, it's a pretty good place to start. You know, so stay diligent when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we say this all the time. You're going to say no more than you're going to say yes. You know, and you're right. It does only take one chip in a chair. But, you know, I think the big part is to understand the rules, educate yourself, and be able to come up with a plan that's actionable enough. And, you know, I think the one thing that we like to talk about too with families, it's like, you know, you have to be an active participant in your recruitment, you know, especially whether it's emails, videos, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You got to be doing something in order to give yourself a little bit more of an opportunity to be able to be seen and be recruited by guys. So make sure you're doing the due diligence on your end to be able to get in front of all the coaches it is you want to get in front of. So you give yourself the maximum exposure that you can in order to get seen and hopefully commit somewhere.
Well said, my friend.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
Rule number one, don't panic. If you got questions, you can hit us up. Might be able to help. Tune in next week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you then. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.